renowned historian of the Catholic Church, Yaroslav Paletin, once wrote that the only heresy the Church has never successfully eradicated was the first heresy that it faced in these lands after the death and resurrection of Christ. It was difficult for people to accept that he was really a human being, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, actually became a human being. And in one form or another, that thought, and perhaps that shortness of faith, has lingered with the Church for two millennia. Here we have the opportunity to experience the humanness of Christ because we walk the same soil that we walked. And as a human being, the Son of God had friends. And today we celebrate one of his most illustrious, probably the person in Scripture with whom I can identify the easiest, Peter the Apostle. When I think about him, in my mind's eye, I think he was a strong fellow. Maybe he was Casper Milquetoast, I don't know. But I think as a fisherman, and he worked with his hands, and he was hauling these nets out of the sea. He must have had some pretty good nets, you know. And he was very quick with his words, good with words. And he promised Jesus a lot of things. And his actions didn't always correspond. And we who are on pilgrimage might think about the pilgrimage of Peter's life. Beginning with that mysterious call on the place we're going to visit in a couple of days. And in Luke's Gospel, whatever Jesus was to Peter, he realized he was much beyond his own weakness, and he fell on his knees, and he said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." And Jesus said something like this, "I know that. Now come follow me." At different times, he was tempted to go. You remember at the end of the sixth chapter of John's Gospel when Jesus has talked about the Eucharist and himself as the bread of life. A lot of people, and it wasn't his enemies, the Gospel says it was his friends, his disciples said, "This is a hard saying, we can't accept it." And they went away. And Jesus turned to Peter and his disciples and said, "Are you going too?" And Peter blurts out, "Where can we go? We've come to believe that you are the Holy One sent by God, and you have the words of eternal life. Where are we supposed to go?" Yet he went in Gethsemane, fear had entered his heart, and then later in the courtyard of Pontius Pilate, he denied his Lord three times. And those three times came back in a conversation that Jesus had with Peter. You remember after they had eaten together following his resurrection, and he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And he repeated it in the third time when the enormity of his own betrayal sank in. All he could say was, "Lord, you know everything. You know all that I love you." And several saints are commenting on that passage, saying, "Do you see what Jesus doesn't ask? He doesn't ask Peter to spend the rest of his life in prayer, fasting, and penance. Instead, he asks him to render a pastoral service to his people." Then he says, "Peter, all your life you've been able to go where you want. The time will come when others will bind you and you will be led to a place that you'd rather not go," hinting at the depth that he would give in final witness to his friendship with the Son of God. So I think it's good that we begin our pilgrimage thinking about the pilgrimage of Peter, especially if Jesus has become an idea for us, or maybe somebody we refer to either with foxhole prayers. You know what a foxhole prayer is. That's when you say, "Lord, get me out of this, I'll never do it again." Or you just on Sunday morning as it occurs to me. Peter will walk with us as we walk these days. When we meet not an idea, not a moral code, but we meet Jesus, true God and true man. And who knows, he may give us a better idea of what our mission is.